Reading 107 weather with Reading Honda, Rosekiln Lane, guaranteeing the best Honda deals in Berkshire.
So it's not a bad afternoon across town. The afternoon is dry, bright and some sunny spells. 14 degrees at the Blade right now. Let's get you up to date with the news and sport at 3:01. Here's Louise Lewis.
Coming up, an emergency meeting's held.
So good to hear that again. Love it. Catatonia, Mulder and Scully on Reading 107. And I played you Simple Minds before that. Don't You Forget About Me. Big song for the 80s. Well, afternoon, here we are. It's Drive for a Monday, just on 12 minutes past three. And it's Nick Foster playing new music now from the five-piece. Take that. Standing. Take that and the flood on Reading 107, just on 16 minutes past three. Welcome. It's Monday's Drive and new music. So we have Reading Rivals day one.
Reading Rivals on Reading 107.
So then, let's do Reading Rivals for this Monday. Last week, Tylehurst got bragging rights, but we'll change that around with a bit of luck this week. Fingers crossed. Go on, get your thinking caps on. See if you can work this out. We'll give 5 points for correct answer, 3 points for closeness, and 1 point for taking part. But best of luck on Reading Rivals, a riddle for you to solve. Against your royalty, I attack, going black to white and white to black. And one by two or two by one until I'm caught or the war is done. What am I? 0118 980 60 107 is the phone number. You can text your answers to 07950 107 107 or email, as always, via the website for free. Do that at reading107fm.com. Against your royalty, I attack, going black to white and white to black, and one by two or two by one until I'm caught or the war is done. What am I? On the phone, on the text, on the email for Reading Rivals, and I'll put you out of your misery with the answer just after the news at four today as we go back for a classic now. Gilbo Sullivan, Get Down. Go, get down, get down. It's like a dog on heat, isn't it? Get down. We won't go there.
Reading Rivals.
It's not.
On Reading 107.
So how are you getting on with today's Reading Rivals question? It's 3:27 now. Against your royalty, I attack, going black to white and white to black, and one by two or two by one until I'm caught or war is done. So what am I? 0118 980 60 107 on the phone. The text number is 07950 107 107, or you can email for free via the website reading107fm.com, and I will put you out of your misery in about half an hour.
Reading Rivals on Reading 107.
Against your royalty, I attack, going black to white and white to black, and one by two or two by one until I'm caught, the war is done. What am I? Keith and Arborfield, Dean in Woodley, Ali, Helen and Sari working hard in Finch Hampstead, all getting it spot on. Pete in Tylehurst, you didn't get it quite right, my friend. Have another think. Andrew in Shinfield, spot on. Chris J in Burfield Common, well done. You get the points there for Burfield. Andy and Jordan at Reading Accident Repairs, not quite right with your answer. Have another think. AJ in Thiel, Jake in Arborfield, Ray at Travis Perkins in Tylehurst, Martin in Southcote, not quite right with your answer as well, Martin. And Mick in West Reading getting it spot on. So what is the answer? What am I looking for? What am I? Against your royalty, I attack, going black to white and white to black, and one by two or two by one until I'm caught or the war is done. On the phone, Reading 980 107, on the text 07950 107 107, or email via the website reading107fm.com.
Reading 107 weather with Reading Honda, Rosekiln Lane, guaranteeing the best Honda deals in Berkshire.
It's been nice and dry this afternoon. The sun is starting to set, but it was still a good temperature. It was 14 earlier, slightly cooler than that right now in Forbury Gardens. Let's get you up to date. It's 4 o'clock. Louise has got the latest.
Coming up, an emergency meeting's held.
As many as 13 million people will be affected as a taxman tries to claw back around £3 billion. HM Revenue and Customs is looking at so-called open cases of unpaid or overpaid tax going back 6 years. Oh dear. Not again. There you go. You're up to date with what the papers are looking at. So, sports news to come, some showbiz news, more of the best music. Louis looking after the serious news. I've got news that you wouldn't use. And Neil looking after the travel on your way home today as we play you the new single from Paloma Faith in a couple of ticks.
Could you work for Reading 107?
That's Badly Drawn Boy on Reading 107. We've got to say happy birthday to BJ's Bingo. For 9 years now, BJ's has been making winners out of thousands of people, and they're having a big birthday to celebrate. The best part is, we've set it up so you could be going for free. Not only that, but all five winners who win free tickets to the party, that could be you, will also get to pick a cash envelope on the night. Oh, that was take your pick, wasn't it? Each envelope will contain between £9 or £99. Wow. £9. £11, 20. No, it's not that. If you'd like to go to BJ's Bingo Party on the 13th of November and win some cash, just tune into the drive home all next week on Reading 107 and listen out for clips of artists singing the number 9. So who would that be? Anyway, we'll do that all next week. Tell us what song and who is singing it and you could win. It's BJ's Bingo 9th birthday party on Reading 107. See more on the features section right now at reading107fm.com.
That's the latest. There's more at 5.
Should we have some news that you wouldn't use today, Louis? You'll like the stories I've managed to dig out. In fact, I'm quite surprised you didn't use these in your main stories today, to be honest. Firstly, then, it's only fair to make allowances for a newcomer. So when the new sheepdog missed rounding up the occasional ewe, farmers Barry and Liz Edwards put it down to inexperience and gave him a bit of extra training. After all, their new recruit was a willing learner and settled well into the farm and won the hearts of the family. Unknown to them, it was amazing that Jack was doing any work at all. The four-year-old sheepdog was blind, a fact that the Edwards only discovered when he ran straight into a wooden peg sticking out of the ground. Shouldn't laugh. A checkup with the vet confirmed Jack had lost his vision in both eyes. It changed their view of him from a trainee with a few teething problems to undisputed top dog. He's such an inspiration, says Mrs. Edwards. This dog goes blind, and yet he has carried on as if nothing has happened. He must have had our farm mapped out in his head. He knows exactly where everything is. That is just superb, isn't it? A blind sheepdog who can still outperform most. We'll have more news than Louis wouldn't use, and we're talking about the stupid telephone message left by one so-called threatened bomber in the next 30 minutes. Our online daily poll today says, do you think Wagner should still be in the X Factor? Okay, yes or no? And I would just love to know your thoughts, and please, just keep it to a yes or no. Should Wagner still be in the X Factor?
No.
Okay. And I was so waiting for more, and I've just thought about it. I'm so glad.
No,
you
did. I do what I'm told these days.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
New Leaf.
All right, okay. Give us some travel then, my friend.
The A33 looking at
a quarter to home time. 5 o'clock knocking off time. We're almost there. Now, Tony James, back tomorrow. We're over £1,200 on that rather infernal noise now. This is it. What is it? Jeff said this morning it's an air compressor powering a paintball gun. It's not. And Rachel said it's an ice cream machine. Like the idea, but it's wrong. What is that? £1,217. And it could be yours tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Club when Tony James returns at 6 on Reading 107. Not to be mistaken for the Mr. Big of the 90s, who had the big number one with To Be With You Again. That's Mr. Big from the 70s and Romeo on Reading 107. It's 5 minutes to five, and no time for Cracker Jack, not today. Oh, I could cross your grave, as Steve Francis used to say. I loved it when they did the game where you answered the question, you got given a prize. If you got it wrong, you got given a cabbage. And at the end of the time, whatever you were carrying, because the things fall off, you could keep. Some people went home with just a cabbage. Love that game. Anyway, I digress. We'll have the travel in just a moment. But the best way to get into the Christmas spirit, because that's not far away, is to sing a Christmas carol or two. Now, during December, over three Saturdays, that will be the weekend of the 4th, 11th and the 18th, you can join Reading 107 for the Christmas choir competition with the Bracknell Regeneration Partnership. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. All you need to do, go online now, reading107fm.com, and if you click on the homepage, right in the centre, you'll see Christmas choir competition. If you click on that, that. That'll take you to another page. It gives all the details of how you can upload your MP3 of your Christmas choir group recording a Christmas song. Our judges will rate you, and then you'll be invited to take part in the competition, and you can win stacks of goodies as well. It's the Reading 107 Christmas Choir Competition with the Bracknell Regeneration Partnership. Love Bracknell, love Christmas. For more information, as I've mentioned, go to reading107fm.com.
Reading 107 Travel.
Neil, how are the roads looking, my friend?
Still got the...
Dean O'Brien has been knocked out of Strictly this weekend as well. The former Corrie star was at the bottom two with Felicity Kendall after failing to rack up viewer votes with their Halloween-themed Argentine tango. And Elton John says his days of writing hit songs are over. The man behind chart smashes like Your Song and Sacrifice says he's too old to compete with the likes of Lady Gaga and JLS. Elton says he doesn't think he can write pop music anymore and probably won't put out any more singles, which is a shame because I like Elton John. I think he's great. One of my favourite Elton John albums is the big double blue one, you know, with all these songs. It was brilliant. Loved it. It's Reading 107. We have a classic to come from the 70s, a real big sing-along song from David Essex, after I play you the Saturdays next. Classic David Essex. Gonna make you a star. Reading 107 playing the Saturdays as well. And new music before that.
Reading 107 Travel.
Neil's in the flying eye tonight. It's very dark, but he's up there. What's it looking like, my friend? That is just so good. I love that pink. Raise your glass. It's Reading 107. Louis, I wish I hadn't mentioned you being a lottery winner, you know.
The How much do people think I've won?
The phone has not stopped ringing. Fella's just saying she sounds even more attractive now. Fellas.
Just so you know, it's less than £100.
Fellas,
so.
She's a bit of a munter, honestly. She's not very good looking.
Coming from she's, you.
She sounds better than she looks. Anyway, if you're out tonight, you know I tease, Louise. I love you, really. Gary Player, the South African golfer, is 75. And Sophie B. Hawkins, which we played on Greatest Hits earlier, she's 44 today. And if you're doing a pub quiz tonight, because we like pub quizzes, what was invented today in 1914, Louise?
Can I have a clue?
Some people call it the over-the-shoulder boulder holder, the bra.
Oh.
The bra was invented by Marc Jacobs today. 1959, the first part of the M1 opened, and today in 1993, the Maastricht Treaty took effect, formally establishing the European Union, which I refuse to be a part of. I am English. Classic Roy Orbison on the drive home.
Reading 107 Travel.
Neil's in the flying eye, buddy. How's it looking from up there?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy in some directions.
Fabulous song. Do love that. New Year's Day, that is you too. I played you Nick Straker along with Freeze and ABBA. All big songs where you turn the radio up nice and loud. We call that the 6 o'clock rock for fabulous driving songs. Now, the First Friday Club is back this coming Friday, and it's the best networking event in town. It's happening at the Penta, and it's brought to you with Reading 107, the Reading Chronicle and Cream Design. It's all happening between 4 and 5.30, and we've got food provided by them as well. This month's guest speaker is Jan Fishwick from PACT, which is Parents and Children Together. And there's always a high turnout, so you need to register. If you want to come and do this bit of networking this Friday, go to firstfridayclubreading.com to register your interest to come, and we'll see you there.
Reading 107 Travel.
Neil's in the flying eye. How's it looking tonight, buddy?
Yeah, it's still a little bit.
That's Heart Vacancy from The Wanted on Reading 107. Still got Beatles to come, classic Ticket to Ride, and a great song from a couple of years ago from Orson. But first, let's have some sports news. Royals boss Brian McDermott says he needed to change the shape of the team to win Saturday's match against Doncaster. After finding themselves 3-1 down with half an hour to go, McDermott called on Church, Hunt and Antonio up from the bench. All three played a crucial role in the incredible comeback, which saw Reading win 4-3.